pray for a moment, please? Lord, as we still our hearts, we ask that we would hear your voice, that you would speak to us, be it a gentle whisper, be it a strong rebuke. Lord, may your word accomplish the purpose for which you send it this day. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Storm clouds gathering. One or two folk have said, Gordy, I hope that's not prophetic this morning. But have you ever been in that place where you're somewhere, and I can remember last year in summer, so I'm not sure where Ivan Adams, Ivan's normally looking after things in the link, but we were down at the beach during summer Soul Week with the young people, and you could see the bad weather rolling in from Donegal, and I even just looked at the sky and says, it's blown away from us. And whether it's because he's a horsey man, he was able to tell just the way the weather was blowing, but storm clouds are gathering. Maybe if I could have my laptop, guys, that would be great. Storm clouds are gathering. For the people in the film Twister, when they saw the storm clouds gathering, they jumped in their cars and they drove towards them. The storm chasers who wanted to test the storms and find out how they worked, all these big twisters over in the States. But why storm clouds gathering? John 14, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Why storm clouds gathering? If you remember the context of this passage, it is that the disciples have been together in the upper room with Jesus. And as the conversation has flowing, whatever the right word is, just look at this. In John 12, Mary anoints Jesus' feet. But then they're speaking of Jesus' death. Jesus is saying, she has anointed me unto my death. And, whoa, hold on a wee minute. This is uncomfortable. And then the next part of the conversation, Jesus predicts his death. Whoa, hang on a wee minute. And then Jesus washes the feet. And, if I was one of the disciples, I would be ashamed. I would be mortified that I actually hadn't done what the Lord had actually done, because he's the Lord and I'm just me. And I've let the Lord down. And then Jesus predicts his betrayal. But by somebody who's actually at the table with us just now. And then, you know, Peter, he's the big man, he's action man, he's the hero. And Jesus, sitting around the table, predicts Peter's denial. Storm clouds are gathering. Place yourself in the shoes of one of the disciples, sitting at the table. How would you be feeling? What would be your thoughts? Storm clouds are gathering. I don't like this. This is uncomfortable. And it's in this context that Jesus says, do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. In your distress, let's just look at those few verses, and it would be great if you want to open scripture and just keep it on your lap there, because we're just going to work through part of the text here. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. In your distress, Jesus says to the disciples, I want you to have peace. Hold firm to me. Look at verse 27. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Again, do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. Storm clouds are gathering. The disciples, well, if I was one of the disciples, I would be quite distressed. And Jesus says, I want you to be at peace. I want you to be at peace. Verse 2. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. If it wasn't like that, I would have told you. But in my Father's house, there are many rooms. There's a place. There's a place prepared for you. Jesus, again, remember the context, has been talking about his death. Second part of verse 2. I would have told you, I am going there to prepare a place for you. Verse 3. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. In your distress, Jesus says, I want you to have peace. Do not let your hearts be troubled. There is a place that I'm going to prepare. There is a promise that I am coming back to take you to that place. It is fixed. Good old Thomas. Verse 4. You know the way to the place where I am going, says the Lord. Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you're going. So how can we know the way? Thomas, in essence, voices what everybody else is thinking. He just has the courage to say it. He's puzzled. Can't quite figure this out. Lord, the storm clouds are gathering. You're promising us your peace, this place, this promise that you will come back. Lord, it doesn't make sense. Have you ever been there? Storm clouds in your life? Distress, doubt, fear, concern. And it's in this context now that Jesus says to Thomas and to the disciples, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really knew me, you would know me, my Father, as well. But from now on, you do know him, and you have seen him. And Jesus says, I am your destination. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I've put the picture of a strange mountain, because we live in this world now today that says, actually, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Well, it's kind of just whatever's true to you, whatever floats your boat, that's where you can go. Do all roads lead to God? The Manic Street Preachers, not that they're a favorite band of mine, but had an album a bundle of years ago, and the title was, This Is My Truth, Tell Me Yours. This is my truth, tell me yours. Jesus says, I am the way and the truth and the life. It's fixed, it's firm, it's true north. It's where the map makes sense as we follow Jesus. The path, I am the way, the truth, the life. It struck me as I looked at this. Jesus says, I am the way. Or you can say, I am the way. He says, I'm not telling or suggesting. He says, I am, and I am the way. And it struck me as I looked at it, thinking about the way. Think of the I am sayings of Jesus. He says, I am the gate. I am the way. I am the gate. The sheepfold, no one can get in other than through me. The good shepherd. I am the gate for the sheep. I am the truth. Jesus says in the I am sayings, I am the light of the world. The light that illuminates, that shows up the darkness, that shows the way. I am the light of the world. In John 8, in those passages, Jesus talks about truth, the truth that will set us free. But he also talks about the father of lies, the deceiver. And so he's saying that I am the truth. I am the light that shows the way, that illuminates, that makes things clear and true. He says, I am the life. I am the bread of life. I am the resurrection and the life. The thief comes to steal, steal, kill, and to destroy. But I have come that you may have life and have it to the full, have it in abundance. So when Jesus says, I am your destination, I am your path, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. In Acts chapter 4, we read these words. Salvation is found in no one else, for there's no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved. I am the way. There is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved. He is our destination. He is our path. But the path is found in a person. I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. He is our destination. He is our path. The path is found in the person. I am the way. No one comes to the Father except through me. I am in my Father. My Father is in me. So Jesus is the way to God. Jesus is God. Again, it's puzzle, it's confusing, but it's there. And in our distress and in our doubt, he is our destination. John 1, verse 14, the Word who became flesh made his dwelling among us. It's a great song by Michael Card called In the Wilderness. It says, in the wilderness we're wandering for a way to understand. In the wilderness there's not a way, for the way has become a man. And the man has become the exodus, the rescue, the way to holy ground. Wandering in the wilderness is the best way to be found. But can I ask this morning, folks, do we feel as if spiritually we are in a wilderness? And we're maybe a little bit like the disciples, feeling that loss, that doubt, that concern, that distress. The storm clouds have gathered. For you this morning, is there maybe loss of peace in your life? There may be been loss of a loved one, be it recent, or be it even a year, 2 years, 5 years ago, and you still feel that loss, that hurt. Maybe there's a loss of financial security. Maybe there's deep concerns with health. Maybe just direction in life. Gordy, I just don't know why I'm here anymore. And that can be dark. That can be hard. That can be, well. Maybe there's loss of marriage or family relationship. And maybe this morning, as storm clouds are gathering, for the disciples, it was sitting with Jesus in the upper room. But remember, they were with Jesus in the upper room. But they were distressed. They had doubts and fears and questions. And it was in those circumstances with Jesus, in that wilderness, if you like, that the path was found in a person. For you, for I this morning, is there distress in our lives? Is there doubt? I know it sounds trite, but Jesus is the destination we have to run to. He is the way, he is the truth, he is the life. It's sure, it's solid. In that passage, Jesus talks about a hope and a home that is sure and certain and secure. For you and I this morning, what do these words say to us? And Jesus says, in the middle of distress and doubt, he says, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. One last thing. Because this morning, if we love Jesus, so often we don't run to him in our distress and in our doubt. But maybe even this morning we don't know Jesus. We have never come to that trusting faith. And maybe we're kind of, you know, Gordy, just kind of whatever truth you want to believe, it's good enough, you know. Mike Iaconelli is one of my heroes. He's a fantastic youth leader from America. He died a few years ago, but he was a great sailor. And he used the illustration at one occasion. He says, if I am leaving from the States on my yacht and I'm coming across to Europe, he says, if I don't get the coordinates right at the very beginning, get the compass set true, leaving America and having such a great distance to travel, I could end up in Africa and not in Europe. We need to set the coordinates right. Jesus is the way, is the truth, is the life. No one comes to the Father except through him. So this morning, are the spiritual coordinates in your life set right? Do we know that place of truth? The gate for the sheep, the bread of life, the light of the world revealing that truth in our lives. Folks, can we just maybe sit quietly for a moment? The guys are going to come and we'll just keep our seats and we're going to sing together, I will offer up my life in spirit and truth. But can we sing it? Can we sing it as a prayer? Sometimes I wonder, we just sing songs and aren't really quite sure what we're doing. Let's use these words prayerfully this morning as we just quietly sit and reflect on Jesus being the way, the truth, and the life.